Giants and Tigers at Comerica Park before the game. Justin Verlander and members of the Giants shaking hands with veterans on this July 4th. Let's pick it up. Top one, Hunter Pence facing Michael Fulmer.
That's slapped in the air and hit deep toward right center field. That ball is hit well. They're going to look up, and that ball is going to go. It's a home run.
That is the first home run that Fulmer has given up in a long time. You got to go back to the month of April.
He came in with 73 and two-thirds innings without a homer, and they finally got to him now.
Less chatter.
Here's a swing and a line drive to right off the bat of Victor Martinez. Deep, gone. Right into the front row and right, Victor Martinez with number six. And the Tigers tie it up at one.
Well, that's a swing we've been looking for, that good power swing that he has. That's a big old home run. Original party popped over 100 years. Yeah, that's a nice buggy whip there for Martinez.
Victor waiting on the 2-2. He swings and lines it into right field. It's going to drop for a base hit. And they're waving up and around third. He will score easily. Miguel's heading to third, and the throw will go to second. Line drive single for Victor Martinez. His second RBI of the day gives the Tigers a 2-1 lead in the fourth. Crawford swings us a high fly ball to right. It's deep. Going back, JD at the fence. He jumps up, and it's gone. A home run. My goodness.
Nice.
Brandon Crawford hits his seventh of the year. A two-run shot ties this game at three. The 2-0 pitch. Line drive down the left field line. It's a base hit. Matuk in. Iglesias around third. He will score. Avila to third. And they got him with a perfect throw. Two-run single for Justin Upton, though, breaks the tie. And the Tigers take the lead after seven. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball softly to second. Charging Kinzer gloves it off the dirt. Fires over to first. A 1-2-3 eighth inning
for
Michael Fulmer.
What a
guy. And this crowd loves it.
He's a pretty special pitcher.
Fulmer goes eight, strikes out five. He improves to 8-6 on the year. Tigers take it 5-3 in the final, snapping San Fran's six-game winning streak. Not all good news for Detroit, however, as Miguel Cabrera left the game in the seventh with left hip tightness. Justin Upton, 3-for-3 with two ribbies in the July 4th victory over the Giants. Here's Upton on his performance.
Yeah, we've just been working on trying to get the soreness out. I felt it the other day on Saturday, and trainers did a good job of getting me back on the field.
How do you do something like this? I mean, you would think you need to see live pitching, yet you go a few games without it, and you come back into this lineup and do what you were doing just before you were injured.
You're working the cage, obviously keeps you sharp, but there's nothing like seeing live pitching. But it was only a few days, so that helps. You know, the longer you go without seeing live pitching, the more rest you get.
You and I talked before the game about the importance of a second half push. What does a win like this do for your team, even though it's just the one?
Well, everyone's important, and we know that. And, you know, each day we just got to come out and play good baseball, and hopefully at the end of the day we're the winners.
How much do you enjoy playing behind Michael Fulmer? Works quickly, always around the zone, and a bulldog on the mound.
Yeah, he's definitely a grinder, a bulldog out there, and we love playing behind him. He keeps the defense on their toes, and we can make plays for him, and he keeps the offense in the dugout, and that's very important.
We've talked during our broadcast about how we thought you were an all-star. Did you have the same sense, the type of season you've had, and is there a level of disappointment not going to Miami next week?
No, it's always cool to go to the All-Star game, but it's more important to be on a winning team, and that's our goal, is to right the ship here and move on from this.
Congratulations on the nice win. Enjoy the fourth.
All right, thank you.
Michael Fulmer went eight to earn win number eight on the year. Here's the righty talking about his performance.
Felt good. I thought my stuff was there, but a lot of 2-0 counts. I don't know. I just didn't feel too comfortable the first few innings, but. Kind of did some drills, like some towel drills in the dugout, just kind of loosened up a little bit more and finally started finding the bottom of the zone. But a lot of hard contact today, but defense did great. I know Mikey had some good catches and Jay up, and obviously Iggy and Ken's doing their thing. Like I said, a win's a win, and it doesn't matter how you get it.
After they tied it at three, how did you feel about yourself? Did you worry that you were going to get pulled? How important was it for you to get through that inning, that part?
Oh, it's huge. I knew I needed to kind of buckle down. Another 2-0 count to Crawford and a hanging changeup. So he didn't miss it and hit it out and tied the game. But this offense was great. They had my back, and I'm glad they got two runs back the very next half inning. So kind of gave me confidence to go out for the eighth. And just tried for a quick eighth and let Jay Willie do his thing.
I got to ask you about the Hunter Pence home run. That was up around his throat, man. Were you surprised that went out and that he even swung at in the first place?
I mean, he's another 2-0 count. He's a high ball hitter and just trying to get the ball down and away, and he just kind of tomahawked that thing to right. He's a good player, so I wasn't surprised he hit it that far.
We all know how good you've been all season long, especially last year's too. We all know that you're justified going to the All-Star game. But there was a part of you at all that says, I'm going to show everybody that this was the right choice, that I'm out here and that I am an All-Star, or does that not even enter your mind?
Well, I mean, every time out, I want to put up zeros. So, unfortunately, we couldn't do that today. But, a team win is always a good thing in my eyes.
Does that, like, cross your mind at all, though, as you're going out there, just getting named the All-Star, or just – nothing at all?
No, I mean, just another start. Yeah. Try to get another win. Try to get another quality start. And let the offense do their thing and defense work. And everybody did their part today.
What's the impetus behind the curveball all of a sudden? Where's the curveball coming from?
Oh, threw a good one to Pence, I thought. I think I did a 360 there on the mound. So, I've been working on it a few bullpens now and trying to break it out slowly. And Alex told me today after I came out, he said he has more confidence in it now. So he might start calling a little more.
Here's Tigers manager Brad Ausmus after the win.
They hung in there. Kane was doing a nice job. He's mixing speeds, mixing locations. He's got some movement on the fastball. But even though they hit the home run in the first, we took the lead back and they tied it and we fought back again. So, Upton obviously had a big hit there late.
We talk about trust factors an awful lot. You with Fulmer, leaving him in there after the two-run homer, is that because he's earned it or because of what he was doing today?
Well, he's earned it. He's shown he's one of the best pitchers on this team. His pitch count was still low. He still looked good, so he kind of let him roll. Truth is, he probably could have gone out for the ninth.
What'd you like most about what he was doing out there again? I mean, it's the same consistent stuff, isn't it?
This is about the third or fourth time, and it was more early in the season. He had a little trouble with his command at the beginning of the game, but he's able to make the adjustment, and then he finds his groove, and he kind of coasts a little bit more.
What was Justin Upton able to do prior to the game that gave you the confidence to put him in the lineup and then perform the way he did? It sure didn't look like he had any right side soreness.
He just took swings in the cage, quite frankly. I went and watched him a little bit off the tee and then double-checked. He said he was good to go.
What do you look for in that situation, or do you just trust the player there?
You do trust the player, but I think, and also Lloyd McClendon and Bull Durham are watching him, and you can tell if the guy's backing off when he's swinging in the cage or off the tee or in batting practice. So, and there didn't seem to be any of that.
This season has been rather inconsistent for Victor Martinez. When you see the home run swing and then another single, how encouraging is that? What did you see from his swing that might lead you to believe it might be a little different in the second half than the first?
He'd be enormous. He's been such a productive offensive player, and he looked good today. The home run and the RBI single both obviously were big when you win by two runs. So, I hope it's a starting point.
That's a pretty big soul-crushing move for another team, right, when they tie the game and then you are able to come back with two more the very next at-bat.
Yeah, that's if I'm looking at it from our side and we just tie the game and then give up a couple runs, it kind of puts a roadblock in your momentum. So it was good for us today, but you don't like being on the other end of it.
We've seen it for most of the year from Justin Wilson, but as a closer, to be able to throw strikes and throw strikeout pitches, how vital is that in that role?
Well, you have to be able to – first of all, you have to trust your stuff to be able to attack the strike zone. And he's got the stuff when he attacks the strike zone to get anybody out. And he's shown that, I think. Every once in a while, he's worried about throwing balls and guides it. But when he lets it go, man, he can get anybody.
The Tigers will look to win the series on Wednesday with southpaw Daniel Norris on the mound.